Thanks again for the states for their positive review of Palau. The Constitution of Palau guarantees equal protection, and there are no discrimination. The language in the Constitution prohibits any discrimination of any person on the basis of sex, race, place of origin, language, religion, or belief. That is the guaranteed of a fundamental, it's a fundamental right under the Constitution of Palau. With regards to corporal punishment, it is strictly prohibited. The laws on Palau do not, it criminalizes assault. So there was a court case where a teacher was prosecuted in court for assaulting or hitting a student. So it is a corporal punishment is a behavior that is not allowed in Palau, and is actually, there have been cases where criminal cases are brought against teachers for using corporal punishment. As for the issue on migrant workers, we are working with different organizations. It is a challenging issue. There are 6,000 foreign laborers in Palau. We have increased the number of labor officers from, it was 5 the last time we reported, it's now up to 7. Bearing in mind there's 20,000 population, it's a small country. There are 6,000 foreign workers, and there are 7 labor officers. So it is a challenge, and there are, we're trying to improve it through legislation, and we continue to work on that. As for the women in politics, I think we have been successful. There are 29 members of the Palau National Congress. There are 3 women in that number now. It was for the past, since last term, there was also 3, so we've maintained the number at 3, hopefully to increase in this coming election, which is in November 2016. With the assistance of the Ministry of Community and Cultural Affairs, we've been going around doing outreach programs, encouraging more women to stand for election. Thank you.